Normally, that is the only way to manage CDN, but also if you just simply click here, so you can also go to the management portal where you can manage the CDN. But with that, these are the domain names with which our CDN endpoint are linked. I can also manage my domain as well. So basically, to map the domain, what I got to do is that I have to create some CNAME or source records in my Zon file. For example, if I'm using the GoDaddy domain provider, so there, what I got to do is that I got to go in Zon file, I got to create a CNAME, and then I got to just point that to my endpoint right now, and also CDN verify. .subdomain.mydomain.com and that to CDN verify dot endpoints with that. After I have propagated the CNAMEs of that, I got to do is that I would simply put in my subdomain.domain.com or subdomain.yourdomain.com, whatever you just say that. Would put it here, so a tick would appear here, and I'll be able to manage my custom domain for the CDN. It is necessary for more of the times when you're having same website, you want to have the same CDN endpoint for the, I would say, as it's repeating again and again, so it's better to have the endpoint with your website name or maybe your subdomain. And this is something that how you can manage your custom domains and attach that. With that, I would say that you can also enable the query string, enable the HTTPS, the secure HTTP, where you can also, if you want to disable the endpoint, you can do that. And this is it for this video. And next video, we're just going to discover some new features of Azure. New for you guys, not actually new in Azure. Thank you.